Hey, good morning. Doug here on an All Rock and Roll Friday. Catch 95. Making plans for the weekend? Of course you are. And I hope those plans include a big event going on tomorrow, the Blaine County Fire Expo. Lara's in here with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. What's up?
Hey, I'm just enjoying the day. And gosh, you guys, I'm looking over everything you have planned tomorrow. This is going to be an incredible day.
It is. And it's actually pretty funny because it only goes from 11 to 2. So we pretty much have to pack everything in. It's just, you know, event after event after event.
Right.
Eat a lot of free food and eat some free ice cream and then more event.
Yeah. And then repeat.
Rinse and repeat. Yeah. That's us.
So let's talk about this. I see you maybe once a year and it's this event.
I know. Well, actually, this one's really fun. We have the helicopter coming. We have Air St. Luke's coming. They're going to land in the field. We're going to try to get them in first thing in the morning. So we're going to try to get people there right at 11.
Yeah.
Because we need to start everything going and they might have some emergencies to go to tomorrow.
Right.
So we want to get them in while we can. Of course, it's always up to them and their emergencies. So we get that helicopter coming in. We have our Fire Academy class of 2017 demonstrating their firefighting skills with live fire. So they come in the engine, force a door that we have, a door prop, and put out a big pallet fire that I'm going to start. And then they even demonstrate roof cutting, how we vent roofs.
Yeah.
And so that's our class of 2017, which is very exciting. And we cut up a car, a generously donated car. And we're going to cut one of those up.
I should have saved you my 1994 Ford Escort.
Yes, you should have.
I would have gladly given that to you.
We would have turned that puppy upside down and done that because that's a nice little car. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do all that. We have a free barbecue courtesy of the Ketchum and Sun Valley Volunteer Association and free ice cream courtesy of Tony's Ice Cream.
Tony's.
And I know, me too. And then we have the kids' obstacle course with prizes donated from Smoky Mountain Pizza. These kids can get free pizzas for dragging a little dummy and climbing some ladders and carrying buckets of water, and then they get to use a real fire hose and put out a fire prop that has like little fake fire that it's really fun.
And that's a great deal because kids need to know in case of emergency.
Yeah.
So hit them while they're young and impressionable.
Yeah.
It's obviously knowledge you can use. Hopefully you won't have to,
but we do fire extinguisher training for kids and adults.
Oh, that's
which
good.
I think is very valuable.
How many adults don't know how to do a fire? A sad amount,
because it's very simple algorithm that you go through, but a lot of people are just freaked out and they haven't had that training. You just buy one because people tell you to buy one and you never learn how to use it.
Keep it close you look at it year after year after year.
And then you're like, what do I do with this? So we discuss that. We go through that. We put a fire in a pan and let everybody put some fire out with these fire extinguishers that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we have kids' water ball where they get to cool off because it's going to be hot tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they get to use real fire hose and water. And we have all these home safety booths where they can get the paperwork that they need. People have escape routes for their houses to work out fire safety from around your house for wildland interface from the BLM and the Forest Service with Smokey Bear.
Mm-hmm.
So Smokey Bear's there. We do the whole thing under this big tent, have a nice little cool off area for kids to learn how to stop, drop, and roll and not be afraid of firefighters in their turnouts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you cram all that in
to 4 hours.
Between 11 and 2.
Yeah.
Wow. The Blaine County Fire Expo. You're going to learn a lot and have a little fun as well. And where's the event at?
This is at Festival Field on Sun Valley Road next to Our Lady of the Snows. And this is our 14th year. I just realized that actually while you were talking.
Wow.
I know.
Now, are you guys always looking for new recruits?
Always looking for new recruits. We are staffing, our full-time staffing, both in the North and South Valley, is actually very small, and we're supplemented by awesome paid-on-call volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the spine of the fire service in lots of rural communities, including ours. And they get to leave their jobs or their own businesses to come and help their community when they need them most. And they're valuable. I can't even express how valuable they are. So we're always looking for more.
So they just contact who?
They contact the fire departments, any one of them, Wood River Fire and Rescue, Haley Fire, Ketchum Fire, Sun Valley Fire Department, and Bellevue Fire. We have Academy once a year starting in the fall. But anybody can contact us at any time. And we love hearing from people. We've had a lot of high school seniors doing their senior projects and ride-alongs with us, too.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
I do believe we've recruited some that way.
That's nice.
Best and the brightest.
All right. Well, don't forget Blaine County Fire Expo going on tomorrow, 11 to 2, Festival Field on Sun Valley Road. Lara, have fun.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing everybody out there.